Saturday's game, Crawley will be going all out for it. They've got a very strong squad of players, so it'll be interesting to see what sort of team they put in.
Yes, they've been very much upwardly mobile in recent years, and they really have a lot of money invested, and they've done very well, to be fair.
They have. I mean, I went down to watch them the week. The ground's a wonderful facility. They've obviously developed under the previous manager, and the interim manager has taken over. And looking at them last week, they seem to have playing with a bit more flair. So that should be interesting on Saturday.
Yes, the interim manager's been around a bit, doesn't he? Really, he knows the game.
Well, he does. I mean, he's a very experienced man. He's he's been there through all the through the club coming up through the divisions, so he knows what it's about. He knows the players, and he knows what they're capable of.
Obvious question, I suppose, in some ways. When you go to a place like Crawley now, I mean, or any game, I suppose, really, is it all about what you do, or do you set up your side obviously to counteract them to a degree, or is it a balancing act? How do you approach that?
Oh, it must be a balancing act. You can't go out willy-nilly and ignore the opposition, because if you do that, you've got Gary Alexander and Billy Clark that could rip you to shreds. You have to accommodate what they've got and deal with what they've got. And then when it becomes your time in the game, you need to press home your advantage through what your players have been doing all week and their understanding of what's going on out there. All the time, whenever you're preparing to play somebody, you never take anybody for granted.